Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. WikiLeaks has struck again with an embarrassing revelation that U.S. diplomacy says one thing in private and quite another thing in public. But is anyone surprised? Probably not. Yet one especially damaging cable has revealed that as of July 24, 2009, approximately 1 month after the Honduran coup, U.S. Ambassador Hugo Lorenz knew there was no basis for the removal of President Manuel Zelaya and that it was an illegal military coup. In fact, Lorenz was blunt, headlining his memo, quote, "Open and shut the case of the Honduran coup." He stated plainly that the embassy perspective is that there is no doubt that the military, Supreme Court, and National Congress conspired on June 28th in what constituted an illegal and unconstitutional coup against the executive branch of Honduras. There is equally no doubt from our perspective that Roberto Michelete's assumption of power was illegitimate, unquote. The U.S. ambassador to Honduras plainly outlined the following points. Quote, the military had no authority to remove Zelaya from the country. The Honduran Congress had no constitutional authority to remove a Honduran president. The purported resignation letter was a fabrication and was not even the basis for the Honduran Congress's action of June 28th. And finally, Zelaya's arrest and removal from the country violated multiple constitutional guarantees, including the prohibition on expatriation, presumption of innocence, and the right to due process. Despite this announcement, the U.S. tacitly supported Zelaya's removal, and it may have had a hand in the coup itself. We'll know more as documents continue to be released and analyzed from WikiLeaks. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.